The thousands of people killed in the Al-Qaeda terrorist attacks 2 years ago today are being honored today in ceremonies across the country. In a moment, reports from New York and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. There are also ceremonies this morning at the Pentagon, where 184 people were killed, and at nearby Arlington National Cemetery. NPR's Eric Westerveld is there. Eric, describe the ceremony so far.
Good morning, Bob. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers, honored those killed 2 years ago when Flight 77 crashed into the west side of the Pentagon. The 59 passengers and crew members aboard the American Airlines plane and 125 other people inside the Pentagon, those were military and civilian personnel, active duty and reservists. It's a bright, sunny day, eerily similar to the day 2 years ago when the plane crashed into the Pentagon. Both Richard Myers and Secretary Rumsfeld spoke eloquently about the sacrifices made by these patriots, as they called them, and the Secretary of Defense put it, they're part of a long, unbroken line of patriotic defenders who rise up their place to take their place on freedom's wall, was his quote. And he also honored those, Bob, who've made sacrifices since 9/11 in the U.S.-led wars, both in Afghanistan and Iraq, saying we honor those today killed not just at the Pentagon, but obviously those killed in New York City, in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and who perished in the mountains of Afghanistan and the deserts of Iraq, in his words.
What other events are planned for the day?
Well, it's fairly low-key, Bob. There's a short ceremony at the chapel at the Pentagon dedicating a stained glass window, and then this morning's event that just ended at Arlington National Cemetery where the speeches and the wreath-laying ceremony occurred. But other than that, there are no other events by military officials. They want to simply let the family and friends of the victims mourn in their own way.
Now, there is to be a memorial at the Pentagon. How is that coming along?
Well, they're trying to raise an additional $1.5 million to finish the technical design, Bob, but they've picked a winner in the design project, and they hope to break ground soon on that and perhaps open the memorial 2 years from now. The winning design includes these 14-foot-long benches representing each of the victims, 125 for the Pentagon victims and the 59 for the Flight 77 victims. The Flight 77 victim benches will face the flight path, and the Pentagon victims will face the Pentagon. Their unique silver benches will be honored with a maple tree next to the benches. So you'll have this sort of lawn garden of benches and trees representing all of those killed at the Pentagon 2 years ago.
Of course, Arlington Cemetery, where you are now, there have been a number of ceremonies in the forms of the funerals of those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in Afghanistan and in Iraq.
That's right. There have been recent funerals here for those killed in the operations in Iraq and Afghanistan and in the Persian Gulf area before, during, and right now during this post-war war that's continuing in Iraq.
NPR's Eric Westerveld at Arlington National Cemetery.